Hello and welcome. I'm Jenny Ray, an independent consultant with the Military Families Learning Network Family Transitions team. Our team provides education, resources, and networking opportunities for military family service professionals and extension educators as they help military families build resilience and navigate life cycle transitions. We invite you to engage with us and your colleagues in conversations on military life cycle issues. In this Let's Talk Transitions podcast, I'll be reading through the blog that I wrote entitled Collaboration, Breaking Down Silos, and Building Networks to Support Military Families. Today's military families are diverse. Military families themselves come in many forms, including their structure, such as single-parent families or dual-service families, as well as their experience with military life, such as being new to the military or 10 plus years of experience. Moreover, military families' needs change over time as they move through personal and military life transitions. While they face a variety of challenges unique to military life, military families are resilient. All military families possess assets, and each are able to tap into available protective resources to overcome various life adversities. One specific resource that helps support resilience in military families is the Military Family Service Provider. A Military Family Service Provider is a professional who assists service members and their families through sharing resources and information to navigate military life. For example, a Military Family Service Provider may work at a Fleet and Family Support Center, where they'll provide workshops to help military families with transition assistance. Due to limited availability and allocation of resources, military family service providers may find that they are not able to support military families at the level they would like. Findings from a recent survey of more than 7,000 respondents highlighted a lack of coordination and communication among military family service providers. For instance, one service member reflected that if it is not about a service provider's program, they don't really know how to tell you where to go. If service providers know only about the resources they provide, they are limiting their outreach. This may leave military families feeling misdirected, prolonging the process in receiving necessary services. It may also discourage them from using resources altogether. Therefore, it is likely that more coordination of efforts across resources as well as platforms of care may be needed to support the diverse military families of today. As Cleaver and Siegel, 2013, reflect, the best programs and policies to help service members and their families are flexible and adaptable rather than rigidly structured. Thus, the resources provided within these programs should also be versatile and relevant to meet military family needs. To do this, we as professionals may need to provide support and share resources that are outside our areas of expertise as we help military families navigate life cycle transitions. This type of change requires collaboration across all boundaries, whether those boundaries are office doors, installations, communities, organizations, or agencies. That is, as professionals, we must rethink the way we work with service members and their families, working smarter, not harder. Because no single individual, agency, or community is capable of addressing all military family life matters alone. Becoming a collaborative professional, organization, and agency means breaking down silos and building networks. Specifically, taking a collaborative stance involves bringing together all stakeholders to share voices and expertise with the common goal of increasing outreach to support the well-being of military families. But what exactly does increasing outreach, building networks, and collaboration look like? In the blog, I provide helpful strategies for military family service providers so that they can deliver more comprehensive support for military families. The first one is beginning by meeting military families where they are. Start by asking them what their specific needs are, as the resources required to support their family well-being may differ tremendously. For example, you might ask service members and families if they would be interested in sharing a few successes as well as their challenges that they've experienced in using resources in your area. You could also develop a standard knowledge base of resources that are available to military families on and off military installations. For example, develop a short but comprehensive list of resources for military families to help them navigate a new duty station. This one-page resource sheet might include contact names and numbers for relocation assistance program staff or moving companies in the area. Try to update this resource list quarterly. If you haven't already, connect with local community organizations. They have an on-the-ground understanding of unique community challenges and can likely share what resources are commonly used or needed. For instance, you may help military mothers of young children get integrated into their community by finding a local MOPS or Mothers of Preschoolers group. In the blog, I share an excellent tool called Military Installations. It's provided by Military OneSource, and it can assist you in locating local resources for military families that you serve. You might partner with private and nonprofit organizations. These organizations are often flexible, agile, and already filling support and service gaps. For example, the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society could reach the military families you serve by providing further financial and educational support. You may also expand support networks and link service members and families to existing state-sponsored policies, programs, and services that meet the challenges that they face. To assist you in identifying and addressing the most pressing needs of service members and families affected by state policies, check out the resources provided in the blog by Military OneSource. Engage in proactive collaboration across service providers to create a more robust and less intimidating network of resources. For instance, you might research organizations that serve the same population. Together, your organizations can serve military families, providing them with a spectrum of resources, from financial assistance to information on childcare. This strategy will be especially helpful in times of transition because you have gone the extra step to ensure resources are readily available for service members and their families. It may also limit the stress families experience by helping them to know which organizations or service providers they can call on or where they need to go for support. Another strategy might be to incorporate regular communication to build a network of support and create a team-based approach to addressing matters relevant to service members and their families. It's imperative that you, as a military family service provider, continue to have conversations with your partners, sharing information about resources and common challenges your populations are facing, and how teaming up might make for a broader outreach and impact. One of the most important strategies is also to build trust. The best partnerships are built upon honesty and trust. To build trust among other service providers and organizations, it's important to first understand that trust is a relationship established between a truster and a trustee. It takes two to tango and two to trust. One strategy to build trust with another like-minded organization would be to do small projects together. Then, once each project is complete, follow up by sharing your perspectives on the overall experience. Be open to others' perspectives. This involves listening carefully to understand others' views, even if they are completely opposite from your own views. It is vital to remember the reason behind your collaboration with other service providers, keeping in mind that the common goal is to support military families. It's important to think systematically and connect the project to a larger purpose. Each service provider must be driven to and have a passion for achieving the initial goal. The goal of collaboration should be all about promoting the well-being of service members and their families. It is also about working strategically in support of those families as well. In sum, collaboration involves integrating into the military community where military families live, work, and play, and promoting military family resilience through a process of exchanging information, building relationships, and developing trust among informal as well as formal networks. Hey guys, if you like the information that was shared in this podcast, be sure to check out the archived webinar series from our virtual conference on Relationships for Readiness. This conference was a 3-day event which invited service providers and extension educators to rethink the way that they work with military families. It really focused on understanding networks and building relationships to support those families as well. All these resources, as well as resources to help military families maintain and build resilience, are available on our webpage at militaryfamilies.extension.org/family-transitions.
This production of the Military Families Learning Network Family Transitions team is based upon work supported by the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Office of Military Family Readiness Policy, U.S. Department of Defense, under award numbers 2015-48770-24368 and 2019-48770-30366.